It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 4:30 at KSL. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chalais in for Jeff Kaplan. Right now, partly cloudy skies and 92 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Governor Spencer Cox says he won't push to masks. He won't push masks, rather, to be required in Utah schools. But with a surge of COVID cases in the state as of late, there could be some other recommendations out later this week. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
The governor cites the relatively low transmission rate of COVID among younger children as one of the reasons why he won't push for a mandate.
I don't anticipate that there will be a change to the masking requirements for school.
But he would like to see some other changes. He tells KSL's inside sources that may include making N95 masks available at no cost to students and families who want one. The governor will meet with health and other leaders Friday to talk about that and other recommendations as families and educators prepare to return to the classroom. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour. The state of Arkansas has declared a state of emergency after a surge in new cases and hospitalizations. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson says he's called on President Biden for help and he received response.
They're sending the surge response team here to Arkansas, which helps us to evaluate, to strategize, and to maximize our current hospital space in Arkansas.
Governor Hutchinson is also calling a special session for the state legislature to lift the ban on mask requirements, especially for school districts, since children under 12 are not eligible for the vaccine. President Biden won't be mandating masks, but says the lagging vaccination rates and increased Delta variant cases means the nation remains in a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
People are dying and will die who don't have to die. If you're out there unvaccinated, you don't have to die.
The administration is now requiring federal workers to be fully vaccinated or to wear a mask, get tested 1 to 2 times per week, socially distance, and not travel for work. The president also wants to offer people money to make sure that Americans get the vaccine. ABC's Andy Field has the latest from Washington.
He has said this repeatedly.
This is not about red states and blue states.
President Biden fighting the partisan vaccine divide, now calling this the pandemic of the unvaccinated, and asking states to pay reluctant people to get the shots.
From the American Rescue Plan. To give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated.
Mr. Biden saying it's worked in some stores and states. He hopes it works everywhere. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
New developments in a fire that destroyed a Navy amphibious assault ship docked in San Diego last year. ABC's Alex Stone is in Southern California.
The Navy is accusing a sailor of setting the fire that destroyed the USS Bonham Richard for days. Flames burned through the ship, the damage so bad the Navy later announced plans to scrap the billion-dollar vessel built in 1998. The Navy saying charges were brought against a sailor after evidence was found the sailor started the fire. A preliminary hearing has been ordered. Alex Stone, ABC News.
USA Gymnastics may have a new face at the 2024 Olympics in Paris. ABC's Jim Ryan reports from Tokyo.
The public drama surrounding the women's gymnastics all-around event may have begun with Simone Biles backing out. But for gold medalist Sunisa Lee, it started 2 years ago when her father was partially paralyzed in a fall from a ladder.
This medal definitely means a lot to me because there was a point in time where I wanted to quit and I just didn't think I would ever get here.
The new queen of the all-around just graduated from high school. She's headed to Auburn University next year. Jim Ryan, ABC News at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
KSL News Time 4:34. West Valley City Police were able to safely arrest a man they say was carrying homemade explosives and several weapons. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports the man's family says he has a history of mental illness.
West Valley City Police officers used their crisis intervention training to safely take 29-year-old suspect Kyle Wynn into custody in the parking lot of the Hunter Library. This was around 8 o'clock last night, and officers say Wynn had knives, a sword, a makeshift gun, and homemade explosives. Wynn's plan is unclear right now, but the department says this is one of those situations where everyone went home safely that you don't hear about as often.
Wynn is facing several charges, including possessing a weapon of mass destruction. Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney after the release of her recent Marvel film.
At some point, we all have to choose.
And Black Widow star Scarlett Johansson has made a bold choice, suing Disney over the recent release of the Marvel movie. She says Disney's decision to release the film on the streaming service Disney Plus at the same time Black Widow hit theaters was a breach of her contract, which she says guaranteed an exclusive theatrical release with bonuses tied to box office performance. The Wall Street Journal says one source estimates putting the film on Disney Plus could cost Johansson more than $50 million. No response to the suit from Disney, which is the parent company of ABC News. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Let's check any slowdowns in your drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
The good news is the crash that we had southbound I-15 prior to 53rd South blocking the HOV lane has been cleared. But we still have the one accident remaining in Sandy, southbound I-15 at 106 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still to come on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, we now know the woman behind Alexa. Jeff Kaplan's going to tell us about it coming up next in his Minute of News.
Fidelity Investments is hiring now in Salt Lake City. If you have a Series 7 financial license, you'll find career opportunities at their Salt Lake City.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.